Welcome back to Tea Time from Walking Heads. Now, where were we? Ah, yes, just about halfway through Tennant's music story. It's an extraordinary tale which combines a mix of creative flair with shrewd business sense and maybe a bit of entrepreneurial brass neck. So here we are in the year 2000 when DF Concerts and Tennant's Lager decide to add a new element to the world's largest and most successful arts festival. Yes, that's right, the one in Edinburgh. Enter Tea on the Fringe, bringing some of the best and most exciting contemporary music to Edinburgh's International Festival. Again, the idea took off like a rocket. At the festival launch, Stuart Klumpis, the founder of DF Concerts, hailed Tennant's Lager as the Arts Council for Music in Scotland. Over the next 7 years, Tea on the Fringe brought an incredible range of emerging talent, current heroes and well-established legends. Massive Attack, Foo Fighters, Kaiser Chiefs, Paolo Nutini, Calvin Harris, Ice-T, Kanye West,
I spit it through the wire, man.
Pixies, Teenage Fan Club, Franz Ferdinand, Morrissey, Khalees, Nancy Sinatra, and even a best of Tea Break. They filled the city's vibrant music venues to capacity. By the end of the run, Tea on the Fringe had brought more than 100 artists to places like the Liquid Room, Cabaret Voltaire, Corn Exchange, The Venue and the City Cafe. Gigs were also staged at Meadowbank Stadium and Princes Street Gardens. Where does this interest in music come from? Let's ask Tennant's George Kyle.
That's an absolute recognition that music is a passion, and it's a passion in this part of the world that we've always been renowned for. There was an absolute explosion in Scottish acts at that time, so music felt that, like, the perfect platform. And it's funny that from a brand perspective, you look back the guts of 25 years, and Tea in the Park is the commonplace and the accepted, and brands do music and brands do music festivals. But back in 1992, 93, when people were starting these conversations, brands didn't work in music. Brands didn't work in music festivals, and brands certainly didn't co-create music festivals. Scotland had no track record of successful outdoor music festivals at that time, and a lot of people questioned whether it was, you know, it could be sustained. The FLA had been at Glasgow Green, and there'd been events at Loch Lomond and Our Weather, despite the appreciation of the audience, and the audience being desperate to see the most impressive of talent and local talent, you know, being given those kind of opportunities. It was Glastonbury and Reading back then. So innovation, and the brand has been renowned for innovation since its creation, a series of firsts, and creating a branded music festival in Scotland fitted very much with that tradition.
It's clear there's a mutual interest in celebrating and promoting the best talent, widening the audience and bringing more people to Scotland. Whatever the reason, Tennant's has kept on innovating. Remember Triptych?
Tended to happen in the May bank holiday weekend, the early May bank holiday weekend, and it always struck me as it felt like the beginning of summer. It was a real energy and a real positivity about Triptych, just in terms of the time of year.
The idea, developed with creative agency Better Days, produced a unique festival of local talent and international names rotating round the three cities. Triptych came to an end in 2008, provoking The Guardian to comment, "As a festival, Triptych was rivalled in the UK only by Meltdown and All Tomorrow's Parties as a rallying point for those whose tastes went beyond Zane Lowe's playlist. In these 8 years, fans of eccentric preferences from Scotland and beyond have been treated to exclusive sets by Grace Jones, Wire, The Fall,
I'm totally wired,
Karlheinz totally Stockhausen, Sun Ra Orchestra, John Peel, as well as gigs from bands such as LCD Sound System and Franz Ferdinand and Sweaty Shoebox Venues. R.I.P. Triptych, whatever replaces you had better be good. As it happens, it was good. And again, it was a truly original idea, conceived with better days. In the autumn of 2008, Tenants Mutual was launched as a uniquely bold concept. This would be a festival which empowered the audience to create, control and enjoy. Here's George Kyle again.
At a very crucial level, Tenants' involvement in music is about doing something for our community. Co-creation was very much of a concept at the time. And the creative idea to crystallise it was pretty much let the audience decide the festival that they wanted to put in place. You can leave that very open-ended and make it impossible to deliver, so that there obviously had to be some parameters around it. But in effect, the audience were delivering those crucial aspects of what the festival entailed. And as a replacement for two phenomenally successful and much-loved festivals, Tenants Mutual actually, it was a step on. And very quickly, in one short year, people took it to their hearts.
Tenants Mutual allowed fans to choose the artists, the cities, the venues and even the ticket prices. With a seed fund of £150,000, the ethos was that the annual profits would be reinvested into the community to allow the festival to develop year on year. For one glorious but all too brief autumn, this festival produced 13 shows, making good quality live music more accessible to fans across Scotland. Glass Vegas, Hot Chip, Teenage Fan Club and LCD Sound System's James Murphy were among the headliners at venues including Edinburgh's Caves, Glasgow's CCA, Inverness Ironworks and Stirling's Tolbooth. In the words of Arab Straps' Malcolm Middleton, "The whole thing's a great idea. This way, we get interesting bills and acts that wouldn't actually appear together in locations out with the norm." Sadly, the all-too-brief existence of the Tenants Mutual came to an end when Tenants was sold by AB InBev. Tenants Mutual may have been short-lived, but the story of Tenants' relationship with music continues, with Tea in the Park still the daddy of the Scottish music festivals, and Tea Break continuing to unearth the country's hottest emerging talent.